It's a fairly extensive set of plans, Greg. As you say, the news is positive. It's a permission to grant, and obviously we won't pop the champagne corks just yet, because we have a 4-week statutory period to go through before we receive permission. But it's a large scale project, as you've said, that encompasses fields for Gaelic football, for soccer, for grass pitches, artificial pitches, the dome that you mentioned. And then the other piece of work that we've designed into this is really to make this hub a place for the community and a place for local people to visit. We've included walking, running trails, children's play park, a community garden. So it's as well as cricket creases and hurling walls, athletics track. So it's a fairly extensive piece of infrastructure which will serve both the needs of the university here in Letterkenny and also serve the local community.
It's proposed over a 42-acre site at Caughnamugga, and as you say, it's not champagne cork popping time just yet, but presumably this will have to be done in phases, will it, Henry? And over what period of time, and beginning with what?
Yeah, it will have to be done in phases, as you say. The first phase would be the infrastructure work, really, which would be getting the large machinery in there and clearing the site and dealing with slopes and dealing with drainage and dealing with all of that. So that would be the first phase, and then we would look to put in the really some of the smaller infrastructure, the AstroTurf. Football pitches, develop one Gaelic football pitch, and just generally do it in probably over 4 to 5 phases, depending on funding, etc. This project has been the planning and the development, Greg, that we've received has been jointly funded through the Large Scale Sports Infrastructure Fund and the university. So it's been a joint effort. It's been a project that Donegal County Council laid out on when we looked for funding 4 or 5 years ago, and we brought two national sports bodies came on board, the Ladies Gaelic Football Association and Cricket Ireland. So we had to get them people to come on board, and we also got support from local sports organisations, local schools and the industry up in that area in Caughnamugga, Knockmona. So it's been a joint effort, and again, as funding becomes available through both the infrastructure fund and through the university's own funding, we will develop probably in 3 to 4 phases.
Over what period of time do you think? 10 to 15 years, less?
Planning permission has been granted for 5 years. I would say it will take a lot of things landing right for us to have this finished within 5 years.
Yeah.
It will be probably a 3 to 7 year project to get the entire project complete.
A lot of people will go, "Ooh, a dome." Talk to me about the dome and its scale and what it could be used for potentially.
Yeah, the dome is roughly the scale of a as you say. It's I think I was reading there. It's not the scale of the dome that a lot of people talk about in Connacht, the Connacht GAA dome, which is a full size Gaelic football. So it's a smaller scale. It's more like the size of a soccer pitch, and it's that type of level. And against the heights aren't as extensive as the dome in Connacht. So it's that type of level that will allow us to do some activity indoors when the weather doesn't permit us to go outdoor. But it's not a full size dome like the Centre of Excellence in Connacht.
I wonder, could it feasibly host a soccer match?
Yeah, it could. It absolutely could, yeah.
All right, interesting stuff. And at what stage might that, as you work through the development phases, you've talked about where you would start. What's the last sort of part of this project as you would see it?
Yeah, as you mentioned yourself and Chris mentioned there, we've conditions in there, around 30 conditions that we have to comply with planning, and that's a lot of that work reflects the work we've already done with Transport and Infrastructure Ireland around the roads and the work we do there, safety, before we can proceed. So a lot of that work on the roads will be the initial phases, firstly, and then, as I say, the work on the infrastructure in terms of just levelling out and drainage, etc. Then we would, the dome and the AstroTurf, the smaller AstroTurf cages as such for indoor football, or not indoor, it's outdoor football, yeah, stuff, yeah. But that type of, that would be the first phase. And as I say, that the planning conditions, we only sitting down with our design team this week to go through the planning conditions and see what they mean for us, because the planning asked us to develop some of the infrastructure up front in terms of maybe the walking trails and all of that. So we have to work through all of that detail, Greg, in terms of our compliance with planning.
But that can start now, really. The exciting thing is that can start with this next sort of step having been overcome, and on it goes. Finally, Henry, will you be looking at where do you see the funds for this coming from, drawing down national funds, peace funds, cross-border funds, EU funds? Do you see, is it that type of project where you can, because there's so many, there's a community element to this as well, an education element to it, a physical and mental well-being element to it. So there probably is a lot of avenues that you can go down in terms of sourcing funding as this moves forward. Is that the plan?
That is the plan, and that's the plan we've adopted to date. It would be difficult to go back to university and say, we want to spend, and this project started off, Greg, probably in the region of 12, 14 million euro project, and with construction costs and all of that over the last few years, it's probably doubled to deliver. So we certainly can't expect the university to fund 100% of this, but we will go back into the large scale sports infrastructure grant and into that fund, and the indications are there will be a call from that fund for further applications in the first half of 2024. So we'll go back in there, we'll make application. The university is always willing to match fund, you know, where we're getting funding externally and funding from other sources. So there's some of the sources you mentioned there. There's North-South funding. The university is looking at how we commercialise naming rights and how we commercialise our real estate across the entire organisation. So we have an organisation visiting next week which is going to look at that whole commercialisation aspect of the university, and we will be including this sports development in their itinerary next week as part of their visit to see, you know, are there opportunities in there to leverage funding. So we will look wherever we can to I suppose combine funding from different sources and just try and move the project on in a phase basis.